Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transformer!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Me, Obi-Blan Kenobi.
Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis.
At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy. Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that statement?
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
All right, welcome everybody to episode 237, part two. Let's face it, if you listen to part one, it is about 3 minutes later from when we said goodbye. So it's still the same group here. Steve, Jeremy DeWitt.
Hey, fucking got it right this time.
Oh, I didn't see it. DeWitt, where'd Gerard go?
Yeah.
Travis Bowles.
Hey.
Bill Watson.
Hey, everybody.
We're back, and it's time for, since you're sitting in the seat.
Thanks, UPS guy.
There we go.
Right.
Time for thanks, UPS guy. We've got some toys we want to talk about. I think we're all pretty stacked here.
Yeah, stacked.
At least three of us. You didn't bring anything, did you, Joe?
I decided to go off the range. I always bring a bunch of toys. I figured, you know what?
Fuck it.
I'm not going to bring any toys.
Just going to enjoy ours.
Throw a curveball. I'd Ryan Johnson this shit. You expected one thing, and I did something totally different.
So who wants to go first?
I think you do. You seem excited.
Do I? Do I seem excited?
Yeah.
All right.
You're always excited, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hard as a rock.
I feel like you always go last, too.
This dude is in pain right now. Physical
pain.
I know, he is.
Can I have the other half of that? Just yeah. So I can prop it on the chair? Yep. There we go.
First,
I'm going to give Steve his copy of...
Ooh, this looks fun.
Masters of the Universe Vintage Toys Reference Guide by Zach Papadelius.
Woo!
Listener of at least POTU. I'm not positive if he listens to this show or not. I can't remember.
I wouldn't blame him if he doesn't.
Right. But it is, it's a guide to like all the toys.
Is this... Oh, okay.
Variants.
This is the variant book, right? Like, yep.
And I'll have you guys know there's a little thank you in the beginning to me. So
nice.
My name is in this book. That's fun.
No
and
way.
We inspired him, you know.
Dude, is this the first time you're published?
Yeah. Mini comics in here?
No, I drew a kid's book. So my name was on the title of that one. So
action figure adventure.
Well, they are, yeah.
Your name's on that.
That's true.
Is that on IMDb?
Wow, this book is pretty cool.
I think my IMDb says the movie that I starred in, which don't ever try to find it, please.
Or do. Jeremy does Muskegon.
Pretty much. My character was a bisexual hooker, so.
Perfect. That book is
was
thick.
Was it autobiographical?
Yeah. I just pulled from my personal life.
Dude, this guy compiled a ton of information here.
So
yes.
It's ridiculous. This is cool.
I think Motu Joe helped on it too. There were some other people I can't remember. But
did you guys have a He-Man toy Bible before this?
Well, the one that Pixel Dan did, just recently.
But right. I mean, when you say Bible, you're looking at the thickness.
This is like got everything, like variants and just tons of
that
shit.
That book
this is
That's a bound book that's, you know, almost an inch thick.
That was, I would say, Pixel Dan is the closest thing we had until maybe this.
Right.
I haven't, like, I'm just looking at this for the first time, and this is chock full of info here. This is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you know, I call it the G.I. Joe Bible.
One. Yeah, yeah.
That's what that reminds me of.
Yes. Yeah, we're getting lots of good books right now about our shit. I should have brought my Pac-Man book I got in, but I knew you guys wouldn't give a fuck, so.
Well, maybe these two wouldn't, but yeah, I like Pac-Man.
Oh, it's fucking awesome. And also, I brought the other book. This is much thinner, but this is the Masters of the Universe book. The Epic History of He-Man, She-Ra, and the Masters of the Universe. Also, I'd like to say shout out to old Mark Taylor, who just passed away.
Yeah.
Father of Masters of the Universe.
May he rest in peace.
Seems like I don't know anything about him, really, except that everybody thought he was just a genuinely good dude.
Yeah, he was. Like, we talked to him at PowerCon and stuff, and he was really cool. Like, I wanted to get a picture with him, and I just kind of stood in front of the table. He's like, Hal, get back here. It's like,
yeah.
All right, man. Cool.
Super cool guy.
And his wife's really cool,
super
too.
Super creative.
He worked on Ninja Turtles, the first wave of Ninja Turtles, I believe, and some of the early...
Oh, so two, right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Also, nice. A shitty part of getting older.
Yeah, dying?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, and watching people die, watching, you know?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
The coolest thing is, though, is, you know, he's gone, but he left...
A lot
behind for people to remember him by.
Quite a legacy.
Yeah. And I mean, shit, it was like ABC News and shit. Like, everybody was fucking covering this thing. So it felt nice to kind of have like this, you know, it wasn't just the nerds. It
right.
was like everybody kind of recognized it. So, but yeah, these books are great.
Oh, so this is a DK book.
Yes.
Yep.
I don't have it yet.
I got that one, I think, through Amazon. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, pick up those books. They're fucking sweet.
All the books they do are great.
Next.
Woohoo!
The Eternian Guard.
The Eternian Guard.
For Origins. Comes with a gray Stinkor shield. he's blown his dick again. A staff like Scareclaws.
Why does he blow his nose every time he pees?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. So it's funny. His dick. basically, it's kind of like Man at Arms, but he's got a different helmet, face mask on it, and shit. He did come with a separate head with a mustacheless face for Man at Arms. So
does this come off?
Yeah,
the helmet come off?
Oh, I don't know.
Because I mean, the face piece is. Face piece is like a different piece of rubber, see?
Right, yeah. I don't know. It's I haven't really fucked with it too much, so.
It's very strange how they made this.
Did you get them online, or did you actually get them at a...
Yeah, okay. I got them online. I heard some people were finding them at Big Lots.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody in our area ever scored some at ours.
I mean, I eventually went to Big Lots, mm-hmm. like a month and a half later, and yeah. of course there was nothing, but they did have those flexible ones, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, we just said that was Origins line?
Yep, Origins.
And they were already at Big Lots.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, yeah, Big Lots. Really weird.
They were at Big Lots before the people who ordered them on Big Bad Toy Store got them.
Isn't that weird?
And they were a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive, right?
I don't know.
I don't know if it was exclusive, but I know that they went up first there. I don't know if it's exclusive.
I don't. Exclusive. That's glued on. Because the hair is actually part of the helmet mold.
Yeah.
So, yeah. They just did it in two pieces so they get that detail in there.
Yeah. Pretty cool, though.
It's
nice
neat.
To have a few of them.
I'm not a fan of the just dot, the big black dot for eyes.
I looks cheap. Yeah, but I understand the aesthetic of this.
Yeah, I get it. It's very... Well, you know,
it's not a classic.
No.
Of course, the difference is you can actually like cover both arms with his armor and both legs with his armor.
I think at the price point for these, if you had some, with the work that you did on that Mythic Legion, you could make them look a little different.
Oh, you could.
I know. That's in my realm of what I used to do with stuff. I'd look at, I could do better. No, Hobby Lobby's the same way.
Yeah, Hobby Lobby repaints a lot of figures.
For himself.
I repainted Fisto.
Did you?
Yeah. That's true. Was it an extra Fisto?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say.
You have so many irons in the fire. I could see where you wouldn't want to do that, but you could do that. Because I'm looking at the head you painted on this dwarf. You could do whatever you wanted with that.
I could, but there's the sculpt isn't there on that thing. I mean, you could definitely improve it, but you can't do what I did.
I think because of how you like the Filmation classics, like you could figure out how to do it simply but differently, is what I'm saying. You know, you wouldn't put realistic eyes. Like Hobby Lobby can put eyes that look freaking real on a head sculpt the size of my thumb.
Right. I'd say Steve's gotten there too.
Steve's eyes are... I'm looking at this one right here. But I'm just thinking you could make him look a little.
Yeah, you could do simply. More. I just don't know if it would be. I don't know. I don't want to say worth it. I don't think.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah.
Next, you got this for Christmas. this is Mego, isn't it? Yep. Teen Wolf. It's got Scott in his jacket and his jeans and his white sneakers, and apparently it's from the horror section, which doesn't make any sense to me. But this is really cheesy and awesome at the same time. So,
never gonna open it. Are you gonna open?
Oh yeah, I'll probably open it.
Yeah,
but I just haven't yet. It's Christmas stuff. That is.
It's pretty cool.
I watched this movie recently. It just sucks. But it's
I was gonna say, is it bad?
Yeah.
A lot of those, they were so awesome back when we were kids.
But I'm catching shit on it that I didn't as a kid. Like when he says, "I can't find my stash." His buddy Styles is looking for his stash in the garage, and as a kid, I didn't know what the fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't know he talked about weed.
And he turns into the wolf and he sniffs out his fucking weed. And I'm like, oh shit, that's what that was.
That's awesome.
And I always thought they said, "Get me a cake of beer." I had no idea what I had no idea. It's a fucking keg of beer, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
being innocent, man. And then the last thing, which I know Steve brought it too, but I'm gonna steal his thunder.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah,
I haven't even opened this yet.
We got a Super 7 Mutagen Man here, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles line. Are these called Ultimates? What are they called? Do they have like an actual... Like,
from Super 7?
I think they're Ultimate.
Yep. Yeah.
God, the boxes. The boxes are beautiful.
This is the glow-in-the-dark version.
This is the exclusive to Entertainment Earth, although I am seeing it is available on Big Bad Toy Store now.
Yes.
Which is what I was going to talk about earlier. That's weird. Entertainment Earth sells it as an exclusive. Now it's available on
Big Bad. I know, it has the sticker on there.
Is the price higher on Big Bad Toy Store than it was on Entertainment Earth?
I think it's about the same.
Because my question would be, is Big Bad Toy Store buying large amount from them?
Oh, it could be.
Because they do that with HasLab stuff, too. Yeah. But they obviously usually then raise the price.
That is so fucking cool.
Is it? You going to open it?
I love Mutagen Man. I might. But I have the
internal.
Yeah.
I just want to see. I mean, it's not super dark in here, but
he's blowing up, man.
Damn.
Oh yeah,
if it'll glow with that little bit of light, and you just took it out of the package. and you put a bright light on it.
That's pretty dang awesome.
It's awesome because I got the Baxter Stockman like this too.
Yeah,
and like
too. Which was awesome.
Yeah,
I never even did.
You open Baxter?
Nope.
I didn't either.
Kept in the package.
I also have the glow-in-the-dark mummer that they did. I have none of these glow-in-the-darks have I opened.
Well, the packaging is fucking cool.
And it does a good job of displaying
it. And since I have Mutagen Man already opened and on the shelf, having the glow-in-the-dark one and the whole packaging looks just so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're goddamn Super 7.
I love glow-in-the-dark toys.
Yeah, so do I.
It's cool. It's cool.
They're doing a fucking great job with these things. So,
well, Justin, I know you guys probably haven't seen it in person. You might have seen it in person, but Justin's chandelier, you know, is crystal, you know, not crystal,
transparent
figure.
Yep.
You know, it's when he told me he was doing that, I'm like, that sounds so dumb. But when you actually see it,
it's not so bad.
No, it's kind of, it's pretty cool.
I mean, it's still dumb.
It is. It's dumb in a fun way, though.
This is, oh God. You know, if I had to give up one of the turtle lines, like, or if I had to only stick with one, I think it would have to be.
It's that.
I don't see how it couldn't be that. Just between.
Well, if you love the movies, if the movies were your thing,
right?
Then I get where you go with NECA. Then I get it.
Yep.
But man,
they are just fulfilling a need for any sort of turtle fan right now.
Oh yeah.
For me,
it's like your golden age.
My movie turtles are done. Jeremy got me the Splinter and Shredder.
Yep.
I don't need any more.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yep. It takes up one shelf in my Detolf, and it's good. You know?
I bet that
I'm done with the NECA turtles, the cartoon. I've got the ones I want.
Yep.
Boom. These, I'll be with till the end.
Yeah. Because yeah, they're that cool.
They do. Super 7 does just a phenomenal job. I bet that the print on the front of that box also glows.
It may. It looks like it could.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Don't you feel like is Mezco kind of set the standard?
Yep, it does.
Mezco set the standard for this cool packaging, in my opinion. Or do you think Super 7 beat them? Mezco's been doing some pretty cool packaging.
I think Super 7 is way better than Mezco.
Yeah, I think the quality of Mezco's packing is great.
It's good.
But it's not nearly
it's
as...
It's nothing that makes you want to keep anything in the package.
Right.
True.
Imaginatively, the presentation, you can't beat Super 7.
Don't you think the Horsemen now are kind of going this route too?
They've done some pretty cool things, especially with Krampus.
Krampus was amazing.
Yeah, the 20th awesome. Anniversary.
Yeah, Shadow Equidron. You know, they're getting some cooler things.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if we're going to...
Wait till we see Cosmic.
With Figure Obscura, if we're going to get that trend
where every one
of them has a really cool packaging, or if that's just going to be a one-time thing for Krampus because he kicked it off.
So it's hard for me because I love, and we know why they did it, you know, with the original packaging for all their stuff. You know, it was collector-friendly. You know, you could see the stuff, but it was also simple, in and out.
All the same.
You know,
the cost was lower because everything was in the same package.
Yep. But, and it still had beautiful Nate Barch. You know, art on it. But now...
doesn't it say on Store Horseman that the package will be character-specific?
For figure...
For Poxus? I thought it said something about that when I was reading it. It'll come in a character-specific packaging.
Hmm.
Which I don't know if that means a little bio on the side.
It probably means that would be my guess. The bio on the side and maybe even the card on the back will be a new card where they've kind of been recycling cards for a little while, it seems. I don't know. It's just kind of cool to see that it's headed.
It's making it a lot harder to open figures, though.
It is.
No, not for me, man. I'll open it all.
Right. Well, yeah.
Got my four.
That's got really good packaging.
And take a picture of it.
If you're only buying one.
Yeah.
Get my razor. Cut the plastic right off there.
There you go.
I do that. I have old G.I. Joe packages that I've done that with.
The problem is keeping it. That takes up space.
I have boxes of cardbacks.
And it's like, fuck, I just want to throw them away, but like I can't.
You get the shakes.
Yeah.
You're like, just throw it in the trash.
Dumb. I got to pee again.
We've been here a while.
Somebody's calling you.
Yeah.
Let's get this on the air.
Is it Pizza La Resistance?
All right.
He has the action force, so.
Well, the action force will just be fun to talk about.
Oh, so you're not. Is that cold?
Knocking it all over.
Knocking things over.
We're opening.
Oh, boy. I, of course, too, have Mutagen Man. We don't need to talk about that anymore. I do have some Masters of the Universe Origins that I have not opened, but I thought we'd just kind of pass around.
I don't have these guys yet.
Jeremy hasn't seen them. First off,
they're on order from Big Bad Toy Store, and I've seen a couple of them in the store, but...
Yeah. I saw a couple of these, too. Them.
Got Buzz Off. He's a jerk.
You fucking jerk, but he looks awesome.
He looks very cool. Very, very old school toy.
Mm-hmm.
Spread wings, twist into powerful battle positions.
You can twist them now?
I liked Buzz Off as a kid.
Well, him.
Oh.
Those are two separate things.
Steve liked him if the Masters could take over the Avengers or something and flying around and being like an airborne ranger.
Who did he say Buzz Off would beat?
Iron Man.
God. Oh, my God. Listen to that episode.
I listened to it, so I did laugh. I listened to that episode.
Mm.
I love how he's fighting that creature that's on the cover
this
of the
is a cool figure, though.
Vintage mini comic on the back of the Stratos one.
These two are so blinded by their love. So blinded.
Well, this is the beige Stratos.
This is the one that looks like mini comic edition.
Except his armor's wrong, but I ordered some 3D printed shit from Etsy that looks like the armor from the... Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So I'm just waiting for him to show up. So I can
look at this. This is what I noticed about this. When I
Vac
saw,
Metal. We have Jitsu here.
Yes. The return of Vac Metal in the store.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. Very cool.
If I see the wave like Faker Merman on the shelf, should I buy those to flip?
I don't know. They were like kind of peg warming for a minute.
Right.
Faker?
Yeah. Well, I saw him at Meijer anyway. He was
I looked up Faker. He was selling for like $30.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe then.
Faker's one I don't see a lot.
Okay.
That Lord of Power Merman, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, I've seen him too, yep.
And that one I've seen around. Great. This girl I haven't much of.
Yeah, I haven't seen her at all.
No. I've seen this one and that one a couple of different places.
Jitsu and Sorceress.
There's like Mosquitor, Hordak, and like Battle Armor, He-Man, and Skeletor have been sitting at Meyer forever. Yeah,
those ones are going to have to clearance, I think.
Yeah. But I mean, I do go to like Walmart and I notice that they're all gone.
Yeah.
So it's like I knew there were some there.
They're not getting very many either.
Somebody's buying them, but well, in some stores they are. Like Target's got a fuck ton of Battle Cats from both Revelation and Origins.
Justin just posted.
Yeah, they're
clearance
going on sale. Yep. Yeah.
At Target, the Battle Cat, which that Battle Cat is like perfect to buy for like. Customs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mythic Legion.
Mythic Legion. People have done some pretty cool stuff with him, though.
Oh, yeah.
They have.
And he's a big sumbitch.
It's huge.
I just remember that flocked Battle Cat being all the rage, and then I've seen a few of those on the shelf.
The Panther?
Oh, I'm sorry, the Panther, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I also picked up something that I wasn't expecting to stumble on in Target. These here are Flash Gordon. They're done by NECA. They're characters based on the old Filmation cartoon, which I really like that cartoon.
Never seen it.
It's pretty fun.
Me either.
Melody Britt is a voice.
Yeah, I knew they had some of the same voices. Alan Oppenheimer
is Ming. Good stuff here.
It looks like a nice figure.
It does look like a nice figure. The card art is amazing, and this was an exclusive that. If you look it up, it's called a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive in these deco, because they have released these
I've seen the figures other ones
before, and there's more coming that are just different versions of these guys. And so I was just in Target, and here they were sitting on the shelves. And so
that card back looks pretty substantial.
It is really thick.
Card.
That's how they should be.
Yes.
And so these are basically based on the Mattel toys that came out in the late 70s, I believe, of this figure line, which the toys didn't... They were for the cartoon.
This guy looks naked.
They were for the cartoon, but they didn't match the cartoon.
He is naked.
He is not. He's wearing a tan jumpsuit.
It's got shading on it, like musculature.
You know, your clothes are shaded. Look, I see shaded clothes.
I get it. I'm not buff like this figure is, therefore I don't look naked if I'm skin colored.
This is much different from NECA though. Like this looks like a Marvel Legend.
Well, they've changed a little bit how they're doing things.
Yep,
they've changed their plastics.
The molds too. The molds look very almost identical to the original packaging, because I saw those at Target a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I have those.
This is definitely a body type I don't think I've seen.
I mean, if you look at that, that is the other one. And yep. It's different.
The original release.
Which is based on, what the hell, there's a show that was, this is these first ones.
There was an 80s, there was another cartoon that wasn't.
It was like in the 90s, actually.
Yes. And I think so.
It has the Phantom and it has Lothar. And the Ming is really cool in that one, but I don't know. This is the cartoon I liked, even though these toys vary from the cartoon like a lot of times they did in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. Like I said, I understand what you're saying, but the shading on the tan is more fleshy color.
He's not naked. He looks naked.
All right. And if he is naked, I'm fine with it.
No. I'm not saying he is naked. I'm just saying the shading
is almost naked. It looks like it could be just skin, but
that's cool regardless.
Then you don't see his dick, so.
I think it's cool. If I had any attachment to that, I would...
Well-done figure.
Yeah. You can watch this cartoon, and I think I've recommended it on here. It's on Amazon. And I know Travis will never do that, and probably I could see Jeremy maybe doing it because it's Filmation.
I'd have to get the internet at the house before I could watch anything on Amazon.
You don't have internet?
No.
Wow.
And I would love to see them continue. I want to see the Lion Man and this guy, this Flying Eagle guy is pretty dang cool, and there's just some cool characters. Yeah, so that's it for me. Fun stuff. Travis?
I like it, dude. I think they're pretty fun toys.
Yeah, I think they look great.
Don't need to talk about that.
Did you, side note, did you check out the Frazetta stuff from... Zolo?
I have not. I know that I need to check out the Frazetta stuff from Zolo, but I haven't really done it yet.
I don't know if I'm going to get it. Like, I think, no offense to Michael, but I mean, I realize what his style is, so it is in that style and looks good for it. But I think I like the Formo Toys stuff a little better, the Lords of Power. And in this instance, I think I need to choose because of shelf space.
Let's talk about your dwarf real quick here, too, Steven.
Yeah.
I know it's just paint.
Talk about your little piggy.
Well, I mean, that is a Emil Wickman sculpt on that head, so.
It's beautiful.
Where's the cape come from?
My mom.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Oh, see, podcasters here giving you shit for your mom. Now they'd be like, oh, no, your mom's cool. Your mom's cool.
Basically, it's just a Mythic Legions dwarf that I repainted, and there's nothing new about it. I've got pictures of it up on, you can check it out on Instagram and Steve's Art and Toys. If you're in the cabal, I posted pictures of this. I went through a phase there where I was just like, I want to just take figures and repaint them instead of, you know. This one does have a aftermarket
head,
but.
Hands are from the hand pack?
Hands are from the hand pack. Most everything there is just straight up Mythic Legions with some different paint schemes on it, which is always fun to do because they give you so much to play
so
with.
So crazy.
Yeah. You were talking. I don't remember if it was on the Legions podcast or maybe a earlier episode of this podcast, but you were talking about how you made a mistake by not buying a bunch of Legion builders.
Yeah.
And back in the day when I bought all the Legion builders, like, why? You're not going to want to paint them. I actually remember you and I having that conversation. Yeah. I was like, I was right.
Well, I was not painting at that time. I had, you know, played with G.I. Joes, and then I kind of stopped painting G.I. Joes, and when I got Mythic Legions, I was not, you know, it took a while. There was a time when I was, if I needed anything painted, I would actually just give it to Chris because I didn't have any paints.
Yeah.
Well, let's face it. You thought you were going to do the con circuit, sell prints. I mean, that's kind of what you thought you were going to do.
Yeah, and then I got to give a lot of credit to Jeremy Gerard for getting me to
You're paint welcome. Again.
And Len, because Len started sending me...
Ladies and gentlemen, Jeremy Gerard is in studio today.
So, yeah. Anyways. I like this. I kind of like how this guy turned out, so I just thought I brought him in to show you guys.
I love him.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because I would never have been like, hey, dude, I need a dwarf with some purple highlighted armor.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, but then I look at this and I'm like, he's beautiful.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I got to think, too, seeing the Poxus wave probably like even opened more like doorways in your mind, didn't it?
Well, yeah, it's fun to see how those, seeing those prototypes in person was like, is kind of a, is like, you know, that's what looks cool is, you know. So lately I've been trying to paint more to look like what their stuff looks like.
Oh yeah.
Instead of going hyper realistic like everybody seems to try to be doing.
Yeah.
And I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Well, you enjoy the fantasy element, you know?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Sweet.
Which is the opposite of how he likes to watch movies.
That's true.
It's got to be real.
No fantasy.
It's got to be real. It's got to be based in reality.
P.S. There's a rumor right now that Tom Cruise is set to make an appearance in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness as an Iron Man variant. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
I would love that.
I think that's,
breaking news.
I think that's bullshit, but whatever.
You're going to have to shorten up that suit.
Yeah. Or he's going to have to be in the suit so people will think he's over 5'5". Whatever he is.
Well, he was originally, I think, set to be.
Yeah, I think it was supposed to happen, which is the fun part about it.
Right.
I'm glad that it didn't. But
right, yeah. We probably have no MCU.
Yeah.
God, I had him perfectly stand.
Well, he fell.
Yeah.
He did fall, but.
Which
so
my fault.
I know we've talked about this figure on this podcast before, but we actually opened one today, and it is Wrecker from the Bad Batch.
Mm-hmm.
And these are some of the figures I said, yep, I'll have a shelf that has some Black Series. It will be, and I'm still missing a couple. I'm missing, what's the sniper's name? Longshot or
something. Long Range?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
I can't remember.
I think I'm missing him, and then maybe...
not Tech. What's the clone? Yeah, the clone.
Oh, Fives.
Fives. Yeah. Yep. So there's a few that I still have to get, but I definitely will. But it's crazy opening this figure. What do you guys think?
It's a good figure. I've been playing with it for almost the whole time we've been
this
recording.
This figure is awesome.
He's got a good look about him.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It's Wrecker. Like, did we say that?
Yeah, even like Jeremy said, Jeremy has no attachment to this figure, character at all. But, man, you still look at this figure and you're like,
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I want this figure, and I have not seen any Star Wars, like the Clone Wars or the Rebels or anything. I've not seen any of that.
Yeah, me either.
But just the aesthetically looking at this figure, he's badass.
So amazing.
He's in a pretty good pose, too. You know, when you think about the clone armor with the 6-inch black, I had some of the first ones. They don't pose like this.
Oh, you cannot pose them like this.
Steve has got a lot better pose into this figure, so that tells me that they've done some work with the engineering. And
well, they've got a slight butterfly in the shoulders. You can't see them because that rubber thing kind of covers it up. It's rubber armor covering. But it doesn't give you much, but it gives you just enough to where I can put that in a two-handed pose holding that gun, and I think it looks pretty cool.
And he's got is it just a neck ball, or does he have like the classified series where they have the hinge at the bottom of the neck?
I think there's a hinge at the bottom, too.
Yeah.
That's because you guys are going to love this. Did anybody see me trying to pull his head off?
No.
I literally had that figure in my mouth with the head in between my teeth.
Because you wanted to swap heads?
Because I wanted to swap the heads.
And then you realized it was a helmet and that then actually fits over the head?
I literally, 10 minutes later, picked up the helmet and I was like, oh, it's...
So what you're saying is this Wrecker figure has a little extra scarring on his head.
He's going to have my teeth marks in the side. And I could not get that fucker off either. Thank God.
Right.
Thank God.
It's a great paint from factory, too. The skin tone on the head.
Oh, yeah.
Helmeted off, it really looks like skin.
The tampos on the shoulder pauldrons, the skulls. Mm-hmm.
Didn't it seem like they, for a while, they were mailing shit in?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, they got some really good stuff out. And like,
you know why? I'm just going to say it. Because of the other stuff that you brought today. That's
true.
Why.
They got to step it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, that figure is awesome. And like Bill said, Steve has it in a pose. He's holding a pistol in two hands. I mean,
it's a
small gun. We're not talking about a rifle.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got it. So he's holding a pistol in two hands. It's freaking awesome.
And Wrecker is the bulky character, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a big figure, and he's able to hold a rifle in two hands, which is freaking sweet.
Yeah, I'm really surprised at the articulation on that, how you're able to do that. Because I'm thinking of all these figures I have. I have like some Ghostbuster figures, and they can't even hold the fucking blaster with both hands. They have to hold it in one.
And you're talking about new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I look at this, I'm like, he can get them real close and shit. I mean, you can't do that with a lot of lines. So.
No, it's pretty damn awesome.
So you're saying you got another one in the booth?
I do have I have another one of those. Yeah.
We'll talk.
Yeah, for sure, buddy. All right, now it's going to get a little bit crazy. I've been talking about these things for a long time. The Beast of the Mesozoic, or Mesozoic, or however else people want me to say it. This is the Certerosaurian series. And this is a giant...
Ceratopsian, I think.
Yep, Triceratops. Triceratops horridus.
And it is.
Yes, exactly.
It is beautiful. I can already tell by looking at it.
The paint on it
from across the room in that box.
It's very colorful.
A big bitch.
Even the packaging on this.
Check that out.
The packaging is beautiful.
That looks like a real picture. Looks like they just snapped a picture of some background.
So you didn't see the twist ties? Where are the nippers?
We don't.
No nippers?
Literally anything that was in this room that would have helped us with anything is now in a storage unit somewhere. So,
along with my list,
son of a bitch, you
pissed me off.
Well, isn't that convenient, Steven?
Yeah, since we don't have any YouTube to look at the people pissing me off now.
Man, people are still upset about the no YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Can you blame them?
I mean, starting to get professional.
Some of us are Patreons for $10 a month. Like, come on.
Yeah. I expected something good.
Like my friend David.
We were paying.
That guy's like a brother to
Dimitri.
Me, Dimitri. Devin.
Well, Bill, I mean, like I said, we might be posting that intern position, so...
No shit.
We need something.
Yep.
Well, Lord knows I'm not going to be a suitable replacement for Pete.
Pete will never give this podcast up.
No.
As much as he hates it.
Yes. Pete will never.
I mean, he'll never give 100%, but he'll never give it up either.
Yep.
I think he would if I walked away. Then he'd be like, yeah, right. Because he wouldn't have me to argue with, and he'd be like, right. There's no point in me being here anymore.
He'd probably just pick on me.
You guys are like that married couple that stay married just to stay married. They're like, Mom, Dad, you guys fight all the time. Just get divorced. The kids are all out of the house. No.
It does kind of suck that he's not here today, though, because I wanted to tell him that I'm possibly getting into an Alice in Chains tribute band.
No fucking way.
It's, yeah. So
we're losing Jeremy again.
What do you mean losing Jeremy? Shit.
You're going to be busy every Friday night.
Hey. Oh no! Come on! How much demand do you think a fucking a one set band is gonna fucking be?
Oh, she's a chunker.
She is. She probably weighs about the same as that new granddaughter you have.
Probably.
This is a big dinosaur. Now we're not talking like Jurassic Park. The Jurassic Park. Line. Stuff you can get right now.
Yeah, I'd say this is comparable to the Revelations Battle Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy. A beast. It is a beast. What do you think about that paint job?
It's confusing me, I think.
Yeah, it's like...
I'm not sure what... Like, is it supposed to be something? Yeah, you're going to want to heat up that tail. Just put it in your hands.
Steve is the one that likes to put stuff in his butt.
I do. I've done that before. You can use your breath, but it takes a while.
I bet.
Only if you love it.
Some hot water probably would work better.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to mess with these joints either.
Here, give me here.
Is he that tight?
Just put this some, in here.
I don't know. I just don't want to break it because, right. Contrary to popular belief, that's not my thing.
I mean, the sculpt is fantastic. Like I said, I'm just kind of curious about what the paint job is supposed to...
Well, do you remember like these... These books we read growing up, and you know the dinosaur books you'd get, you know, mm-hmm. And I think they have kind of gone like that this route that they, well, for starters, they're doing multiple, you know, so they have to do different paint schemes on them, or they're all gonna look alike.
So right. Alternate horns.
I think there is a very like they kind of think this is what these animals look like.
I think the research is, yeah. You know, with some more modern. Research and things, and the way they determined that they didn't look like they thought they looked back in the 80s when they came up with the conceptualization from the skeletons of what they looked like.
Sure.
You know, now with DNA stuff, they're like, well, this DNA chain or that, what I could be talking out of my ass too, but they've determined that maybe they weren't like they thought they were before.
Right, yeah, I've heard something.
They just
about
didn't
that.
Have the technology to determine that like they do now. With
yep. It just makes me, like, I'm just curious, like, is it painted that way because it's supposed to be like an art style, like where you look at it from a distance, it just kind of has that, like the separate colors type of thing, or mm-hmm. Is it supposed to be like paint on them, or is it like supposed to be light?
Oh, no, it's definitely supposed to be that's how it looks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Which because what we're talking about here, this thing is brown, blue spots, white spots.
Orange.
Rust. Yeah. I mean, it's got some serious color variations. I'll tell you a couple things that I'm really excited
about.
Done
beautifully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's two dinosaurs I wanted from this company. The Triceratops is one of them. And the next was the T-Rex. And the T-Rex series is happening as well. And that's either in the process or... Is might even already been I think it already was Kickstartered. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. And so I got to get it warmer, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll put this one heat because we're gonna want to heat up the next batch of figures here too.
Can you sit on it?
I bought a few of these, a few to keep, a few to flip. I think they look cool in the booth.
They're unique, that's for sure.
Yeah. Did you guys actually meet him at the New Jersey Toy Show?
I didn't.
He was there set up. He's from New Jersey.
Like really?
He's friends with the Horsemen. So like he actually had a booth. He had a booth at Legion's Con even, where he had these. And you know, people like me, like I don't get me wrong. This is gonna go on a Legion shelf. You know, like somehow. I know you don't like it, Steven, but
needs a saddle.
I love, like, I still think back to that those dragons from the knockoff. I can't remember. Imperial Toys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, growing up as a kid, I loved having those.
Because those are mythical beasts. These are based on science. They don't belong. Mythos isn't freaking Earth.
I love putting stuff on dinosaurs. Like, I love it. Like, I love that. Like, thinking of a mount. Now, I know people could easily go, well, hey, if you want that, get the Jurassic Park ones. They're cheaper. You can paint them, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really want a cheap dinosaur. I wanted this beast.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I think there's quite a few more points of articulation on mm-hmm. this particular
yeah.
dinosaur.
Yeah, I love them. I think it's just killer. And you're right, Steve. This is probably really, size-wise, very close, you know, for sure with, you know, what you're seeing in the Jurassic Park world. But came with extra horns. I'm thinking, what is it, small and big?
Mm-hmm.
Are they small and big, or are they same size?
Just a little bit different. Some looks like they're pointed straight out with one and then kind of curved with the other.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of how you want to set them up.
Make them a little asymmetrical.
There you go.
So, like, I do like this figure. I like this animal. It's cool. I wouldn't use it for Mythic Legions. If I was going to collect these, I'd have a shelf in my house that had just these on it. And when people toured my collection, I'd be like, no, this here is a Triceratops. It roamed the earth 1,000 years before Christ. Blah, 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 blah. And then move on to be another freaking dinosaur nerd.
You know, and
that's a cool dragon. It's not a dragon, kid.
Speaking of, have you seen, though, he posted pictures.
Of what?
A dragon.
A mythical dragon?
Yeah.
No, a real
one. It was
one.
A real dragon?
Well, it's funny you should say that, Steve. It was a real dragon.
That's what he's doing after the Triceratops, or the Tyrannosaurus Rex. So, if you're interested in getting a dragon that will probably be done by a talented artist with...
that I might be able to make an exception for. We'll see.
Oh, to put on your mythic shelf?
Yeah.
I get it. You do you, buddy.
Oh, I've been doing me since I've been about 12.
I love this thing. I think it's freaking beautiful. Even just the head.
It is beautiful. Just it is beautiful. Head.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful sculpt. It's cool. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from this thing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
But will it fit in a car seat?
It's not quite a Sentinel side there size, but I know it was something that line has done something for me, and I know everybody's different, you know, with the kind of stuff that they enjoy. But David Silva is doing some really cool stuff out there. Beasts of the Mesozoic.
What's that say? Mesozoic?
Mesozoic. Mesozoic.
Mesozoic.
If you're interested, get out there, follow his stuff, and check it out. Tim and I talked briefly about him coming on this podcast 2 years ago. Someday we might make that happen. Someday.
Yeah, we're so bad.
Yeah, and he wanted to. He was excited about it.
We're like,
yeah,
you know,
suck.
No, well, you know, I guess
I can't take the.
We like to hear there. Ourselves.
Yeah. Keyword.
Corboy's like waiting for excited. Us. Like we've talked to him about, like, dude, we got to get you back on. We got to do this.
He's
special.
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Well, no.
How stupid are we?
Well.
All right, and last but not least, and this is a big box, okay? So I don't want to do it all, and I'm kind of disappointed that shitty-ass Pete ain't here, but because this is what he need to be here for. So I was thinking maybe we'll open two figures today. We'll check them out. We'll play with them, see what we think. And we are talking about Action Force, Bobby Vala's line. We were able to finally, some showed up at our place. It's been a while. COVID really did a lot of number on a lot of stuff. By the way, I tried to get salad the other day at the store. No salad.
Oh, yeah. Some of it was recalled, man.
Yeah. Like
they're recalling some meat from some places, too. The bad world's news. Ending. So yeah, let's just buy news. More toys.
Yep.
It's not ending. We just haven't lived through anything hard yet.
Also true.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
All right.
True. A little from column A, a little
through
from
the
column
Black
B.
Plague, huh?
When you did it so well.
What?
When you lived through the Black Plague.
I did live through the Black Plague, but I know it was a shit show.
So what I am also excited about, I am so pumped that Bill is here, because Bill is one of the people that I would love to get his opinion on these things. So we're going to open a few of them and talk about them, and then we will open more on the next podcast, if you guys don't mind doing that with me. Here I am opening currently up the Action Force backpack set, gear set. I don't think this usually is what people would open first, but
well, probably not. But
but here
we are.
Obviously, you wouldn't want some Army soldier men without guns, so we are also opening up a gun pack, and this is the from Valiverse. And this, which pack is this? I don't know if this. They actually don't have a name. Oh, yep, weapons pack Alpha.
Well, they look like backpacks.
Well, these things look great. I don't really, you know, since I don't have a figure to put them on, it's kind of irritating.
These guys have holes in their backs, right?
I don't know. I don't have a figure. Do they have a hole in the back for this backpack to fit?
We're about to find out. So here's what I...
You get an AR.
I want to do... I want to open one of the...
DeWitt gets a scar.
Just a regular urban combat soldier.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be... This is a very basic figure. This is what you bought on the low end of this.
Just be like an army builder.
This would be kind of like an army builder.
Yep,
if you were supposed to make the Legion's world.
Yep, straight up army builder. Now, the only thing I'm going to say before we start moving around, I'm going to go put it in some heat. Okay,
there, just give it to me. I got it.
Well, you play around with it a little bit. I'll go start some heat so we can. But they were very. Bobby was very straightforward with this. Listen, you gotta put some heat on it, you know, and which. As toy collectors now, we kind of know this, right?
We should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some people forget. They get a new toy, and they're like, oh, yeah, I got to heat this up.
Yeah, I learned through NECA. NECA and earlier Super 7 stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got me nervous now.
Okay, I'm going to go put them in some heat, make that happen.
I wanted to show everybody it was bullshit. But I don't want to break
trust. Right, yeah.
You know, when a figures are tight too, like I don't want to mess around with, and let's be honest, none of us really want to do the got to reach out and get customer support and get a new, I mean, none of us want to do that.
Yeah, I had to do that with NECA recently. That was a chore.
Yeah.
But they did send me a Krang leg, so that was good.
Well, that's nice.
So I know, you know, obviously Pete's not here. This floor is beautiful in here. Mm-hmm. Don't fucking drop something on the floor. No, you will not find it.
It's like black and shiny and white and gray and yeah.
Hey, another reason why you or how you know you're getting old is when you start to look at something like that after you drop one of these tiny little accessories on the floor and you're like, fuck, because you cannot see it.
Okay, now with that said,
no.
We are going to pick one. And it's going to be, we're going to vote, you know, we're going to pick which one is going to be the other first figure that we want to open while I run some heat on this bad boy.
He must have some different hands in his box,
too. Yep, he's okay. Got all kinds of hands. So I got those two. I'll warm those up.
All right.
How many votes for Carrick?
I guess see what else we have here.
Yeah, what else we have?
We have Condor.
Condor.
Which is probably aesthetically very similar to that figure you have. Steel Brigade, Sergeant Slaughter, and the Swarm Trooper. For me, for my money, for the differences, it was probably one of those ones. But
man,
I'm a guest, so
I really like. I really want to get my hands on Slaughter,
right?
But that Swarm. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Swarm in my vote.
I could second that. What about you?
I'm in. Fuck it. Let's all do
right.
That guy.
If three of us say Swarm, then that means Travis doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Yep.
I don't even need to vote.
That's all right. We weren't going to let you anyway.
I wish
he would engage with life.
I wish while we appreciate his input, it's irrelevant.
Yes.
It is irrelevant. Let's have this podcast where we all give our opinions. I've got no opinions. None.
I don't care which one we open. I like them all.
Travis should be the one that says, I like everything at the
beginning. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Jeremy's like that, too.
Well, yeah, it's fair. I'm a fence rider, but I'm...
Bend it.
I'm,
I don't know if I need that anymore. Or not.
I'll just leave it here.
I don't.
This place is falling apart.
I'm telling you.
So Steve is opening up the swarm trooper. That's what it's called.
I am swarm. Opening yep. up swarm the swarm trooper. Coming in a you know box here that is it's definitely not overly designed.
Nope. Pretty simple.
But it's beautiful. Simple, pretty straightforward. Window straightful, box.
You know, what do you, you know, and I get it. These figures are meant to be played with and displayed. I don't think that a lot of people that bought these are probably intending on showing them off mint in box. So why spend the time and the money on the packaging is my opinion.
I mean, or it's not like it's bad packaging or anything.
No, it's great packaging. And why pass on that cost? To your first run customers, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And what's in the box is the most important.
And I have the swarm figure in my, and I'm not going to move them around because, like I said, I don't want to jinx it.
Right? You don't want to snap him.
But loving how he, the first thing I'm noticing, which I never could tell, is how he designed the head so that the glow of the yellow behind the eyes on the helmet happens. He's basically got the eyes of this helmet are kind of a see-through-ish.
Kind of look like type. Bug eyes.
Yeah. And then the neck peg behind it is the bright yellow, and that's where it's getting the source of its kind of glow, which is neat. Pretty dang ingenious.
I dig that.
I like
pretty
that. Cool. I didn't really get that from the photos I had been shown.
No, but it definitely works. I like this guy. I think
paints are
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Colors are cool. It's kind of what we expected. Pulling out the
it's got a nice little stand. Do all of them come with a stand?
They do.
That's awesome. I think every figure should come with a stand these days because none of them know how to fucking stand.
I've heard that you got to heat these up to get them to use.
I mean, that seems par for the course.
Or people are just lame. Actually, I just put him on the peg. No, I didn't. I thought I did.
he just snapped the foot off. You're playing with fire, Steve.
Well, worst case scenario is I break something and then I have to give Travis mine.
Right. That's still a bummer.
Yeah. So, yes. Here, Bill, let me just handle this for a minute here before we can... Yeah. Put them in some. I've seen some pictures of people putting them in some pretty cool poses. You got them broke loose everywhere?
No.
You didn't do that part.
You to do it.
There's some very notable like texture.
You might want to get the tail
in the sculpt.
Okay,
that's great. Like the lenses on the helmet here.
Yeah.
You know that particular attention to detail.
Yeah, I think
looking for my words.
That looks really cool, though.
Okay, I've got this guy warmed up here. I've got what I'm going to refer to as Firefly. It's not Firefly. It's the Urban Soldier, whatever, but he's got a very Firefly-ish motif kicking here. And I've got him pretty much, I think I've moved every joint now. And he's definitely ready for action now.
Yep. Some forced action.
Some action force.
I like that swarm figure a lot. What I like about it is, you know, over the interwebs, when you're looking at photos, it looked really bright. Mm-hmm. And while it is still bright, there's a little bit of muted to that color, where it feels a little more...
A little more desaturated than you would expect.
Right. It feels... You know, we're talking about action figures, but it feels a little more like you could believe it. Yeah. You know, it's got that kind of... The shade is perfect.
Okay, so the hand plastic is very hard. and I'm dealing with a kind of a warm hand.
And it's still rather stiff.
Oh yeah, that's pretty stiff.
It doesn't feel.
He's like, I don't want to be the one to break it.
It doesn't feel.
The hands could be rubberier.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a little more like a vinyl,
softer plastic vinyl or something. Yeah,
small nitpick. Right.
But hey, you know, first run. I mean,
there's going to be learning curve.
Oh, sure. I mean, if anybody knows anything about first runs with Super 7 and
exactly,
Master,
yeah,
I mean, you guys,
yeah, addressed that a little bit ago. So that I mean, we know
some members. You know, some members of the crew don't have that type of patience, but
Pete.
it is. It needs to be a little.
I'm scared to put that gun in that hand.
I'm not.
If it was hotter, if I could get that hand hotter,
mm-hmm.
then no, I wouldn't be.
You want me to heat something else up more?
His right hand. If you got hot water, get that. Try and get that hand softened up.
Please. Yeah, Travis,
not
do something.
Take it off just to put something in it, right?
Oh, we're trying to get up.
We
want to
put a weapon in it.
Yeah, we want to put a weapon in it, but that hand is so stiff, it's. And it's not like it's super warm in here anyway. They came in here in a cold car.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, full disclosure, it might not, this might not be.
Might not be that bad.
An actual reflection, you know. It's
with some heat, this boy is ready to go.
I'm just being careful here. I'm not trying to, you know.
You're not trying to buy some figures that you already bought.
Yeah. There you go, though. Yeah, once you heated it up, it's going on like butter.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We'll get that in there.
Yeah.
Do you have the wing kit here, Pat Travis?
I do.
See, that's going to be the game changer.
You went and did. So that's a knife holding hand, because there's a trigger finger, and that's a fist. Did you have a trigger finger?
There you go. Now you got the tail on the dino.
Yep.
Looks good. So yeah, take a bath with your figures.
So did he come with other? Did he come with other fists for this?
Yeah.
He did.
I see there's two here. Is there more than that?
I just warmed up, too. But there is more. He came with a shitload of hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
They do come with a...
Okay, so...
bunch of stuff here.
Bill might be onto something here, because I did not warm up this swarm hand, but I did have the trigger finger hand, and I was able to get the gun in there, so maybe I was using the wrong hand. I don't know.
Okay. But if you want to use the knife hand and put a gun in it, warm it up.
This guy is totally shaking his fist because he's evil. And now he's got a gun in his hand, too.
You.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's got... I didn't see all his accessories here. He's got fucking wings and
this
shit?
This is a separate pack you have to buy.
Oh, okay.
Is there anything else that needs to be warmed up, or are we good?
And I don't know what I'm dealing with here.
All right, we'll see.
Oh, this rocket. This. So I'm opening up the swarm pack now, the accessory pack, which comes with a stand, but this one is now translucent.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Fun.
Looks pretty cool.
Same as the wings.
And the wings are going to plug into the back here. And
I'm liking this figure.
Yeah, this is. I think this might be.
Mm.
I'm just trying to get the angle right. There we go.
It went on. Okay, there you go.
Okay, see the wings. The wings are movable, aren't they?
I would hope so.
Posable? I think so. I know they pivot up and down probably.
Yes,
there he goes. Okay.
I will tell you, this is no shock to me that this is the one that you guys picked to open.
Harkens back to Buzz Off.
I mean, it does, but I didn't notice that at all when I chose it. I just thought it was cool looking. I dig this, though, like the fucking translucent wings and the bumblebee motif. That looks good.
I accidentally didn't pull out the bone collector, but I think you guys still would have probably picked the swarm. Bone collector is pretty cool, too.
Collector is cool.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to go to the trouble to put another hand on to use this shield, but you guys can all see what this would look like.
Yeah.
If...
the honeycomb shape on the front of it, and then the looks like a reflector, a bike reflector.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
That's a cool figure.
Yeah, I'm swarming this. I don't know what that means.
No pun intended.
I don't know what that means.
Dang.
Now let me see some.
I will not be purchasing any of these, but they do look awesome.
Ooh, I just...
It's not really your... I mean, you're not a soldier guy.
Nah.
Yep.
Okay, what I do appreciate about this Swarm figure is the fact that you can tip his head up enough to where if you put him in a flying pose...
On a flight stand. Yep, for sure.
He looks like he can...
He looks like he's flying
kinda
forward.
Kind of coming after you. You know, he can do the Superman flying kind of...
Yeah.
Kind of look here and come at you. Anybody
here? With these being the first ones, you know, that we've opened and held in our hands... I can say I'm not surprised by that just because of how many cool photos I've seen people taking that I could tell that articulation was not going to be an issue. At least from what I've seen from photos, sure. For sure.
No, they are.
Yeah. I would just
mega poseable.
You have to be patient. Make sure you warm them up. Which is how, you know, when you get that little kid feeling with a toy. You
want to
just, you know. Do all the things, make the noises.
You know, well, and I understand why people are upset too. You know, when you get a toy and it breaks, when you first open it, that's frustrating.
Oh yeah.
Now I think a lot of times you're in the minority, but it still is tough.
Yeah. Get all excited and then.
Not everybody has the meat hooks that Steve does.
You blow your load on your stomach instead of on her face.
I don't know. These are this Swarm figure. I knew this Swarm figure was going to be amazing, but now that I'm holding it in hand,
yeah, that's a great figure, dude.
Yeah, you talk about the level of detail into his armor,
mm-hmm.
you know, and accessories.
I'm telling you, that head sculpt is awesome. The way that the eyes are on there,
yeah,
and the bike reflector shield and wings and I dig it.
Action Force stuff up for pre-order right now from their site, as well as there is just announced, I think maybe yesterday or the day before, a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive, which is actually a Swarm Soldier, but it's more of like the ground infantry one, like a heavy ground figures. You can jump on there and buy them.
Hmm.
You know, this is something that we talked about on here, and it was, you know, a big thing for Pete, which will be fun when we get to open some of these other figures
right.
with Pete. But Pete, you know, the thing that bothered Pete with a lot of the drama surrounding Bobby was that, you know, these figures weren't even in our hands yet.
Yeah.
You know, and everybody kind of felt like Bobby had to back up a lot of big talk. And, man, having these figures in hand right now and seeing them.
Yeah.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, he had reason to be a little cocky about it, didn't he?
Yep. And
well,
don't get me wrong.
You say you backed it up, Bobby.
Yeah, right.
Well
yeah.
done.
Yep. And people are going to still have issues. I mean, some people are really picky about stuff. But man, I'm looking at these figures going, man, he hit a home run with a lot of stuff on these.
Steve's lost. Steve's over here just posing.
Steve gets a toy in his hand. He goes... Yep.
This makes me want to like go home and open a bunch of figures and play with them.
That's what I love about this podcast.
I know. Fucking in our 40s playing with toys and shit.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
I got another weapons pack here. We're not going to open that one just because of now looking at all the pieces that came in this one. I've got a lot to keep track of right now.
Yep. Yeah.
What's your guys' thoughts on the weapons pack?
Awesome.
Lots of options.
Yeah.
I like the little firing...
So
pieces.
Yep. So the fire effects, you have two with posts on them to put them in the barrel of the gun, and you have one that is actually has a hole in it. So some of the weapons that have a smaller barrel, you would put the barrel into the effect, while the other ones you'd put the effect into the hole at the end of the barrel.
Scares me though.
Really wish I just
snap.
That goes back to the very very patient.
Yes. Warm it up, make that hole a little bigger.
This still wouldn't keep me from playing with them with my kids, my grandkids. I'd still, if I had these, I'd play with them. They wanted to play with them, I'd be like, yeah.
There you go.
But it would be supervision.
How much were these figures? Like, how much were they each?
Holy crap.
Yeah, 30-some?
Yeah, I think right around 30, but you're asking me a question, something I did, you know, 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe not quite two, but it's, you know, close.
They were reasonable. You know, it's funny what we've gotten used to as reasonable for a 6-inch figure, but when you look at the amount of accessories these come with, and I think the price points were different for, like, that essentially he's a builder, over there with a few things.
Yeah, I think those are like $20.
You know, like the Swarm Trooper here comes with just a bunch of stuff and some of the named characters. So I'm sure there was probably a little bit of a difference. But, I mean, otherwise, is the value of what you get for the price you paid in today's action figure market, it's very reasonable.
Yeah. Does this have a little clip that goes in there?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. There's a bunch of clips, a bunch of magazines over here. Yeah.
One of my favorite weapons in movies, this MP7.
Where do you see that in a lot of movie-wise? What do you see that in?
First time I really saw it was G.I. Joe, Rise of Cobra. The Baroness had one of these when she was in a chase scene.
It's gone forever, Travis. Yeah. Hit the floor.
I don't want to move because it's like you roll over it and crunch.
Yeah. I don't know. This Swarm figure, oh.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, he looks cool.
He's definitely stiff, you know, and I don't know if that's going to be something they'll address, you know, down the road as far as the plastic goes, but if this is what it ends up being, how you feel about it, Steve? If it ends up that this is the route these are going to go, they're going to the plastic's still going to stay this kind of firm, like hard. What do you think?
Well, I don't think it's bad plastic by any means.
Yep.
I think it's something that you could get used to. I mean, I would expect that, unless, you know, and I haven't listened to Bobby or heard if he has. He may have already addressed what I'm, you know, going to say, but, you know, maybe he plans on making some changes in the future. If it were me, I would make some slight changes. But this is a first outing. Yep. Of you know, a brand new figure line, and I think that it is really good. And it's not just the first outing of a brand new figure line. That there's a lot of articulation points on these figures. There's a lot to have to get right. It's not like, you know, you're dealing with, even back to going back to like Super 7 with Masters of the Universe Classics. Masters of the Universe Classics do not have these articulation points that these have. They don't have the small weapons that these have, the realistic look. And, you know, look at the growing pains that Super 7 had.
Sure.
I think his first outing is better than Super 7's first outing, considering what he's having to deal with.
Yeah, I could say that.
What he's trying to pull off here. I'm by no means upset. In fact, at this point, I'm pretty impressed at this point for a first run figure. And even if it wasn't a first run figure, I guess I'm still impressed. I'm not, you know.
They definitely look great.
Can I see that just for a second?
Oh, yeah.
This,
okay, so I'm holding
I think it's a
grenade launcher. The barrel that holds the grenades actually spins in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just, you know, it's like one of those things. It's like, okay, now that I know it does that, it's not like I'm going to sit around and spin this all the time. But it's just
nice
mentally,
to know that it does. That
mentally yeah. makes it feel like you got something high quality here. That's cool. His paint apps are dead on. Now, one thing I have, and I know there's been some controversy over, but we haven't gotten in our hands yet, is the vests. Like, I haven't put the... Is there a vest even to try on?
Not in there.
Not in here.
I think the vests might actually be the soldiers that... The guys that have vests.
Oh, okay. So, I thought that there was like an urban...
Oh, there is that pack. Maybe I did.
Kit. Maybe. And I don't know if there's a vest in that kit. I forget.
No, there is. I know what you're talking about, and for some reason I didn't bring that.
Okay.
I don't know why.
But we'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
See, trying to...
I think I grabbed the wrong hand.
The wrong hand?
Yeah, I probably should have grabbed a fist one. I thought this one... was made. That looks to me like it's made to hold the shield.
That's enough for doing this.
Oh, yes.
And I know you at home can't hear what doing this means, but basically when you hold a gun, you have your trigger finger on the grip, and then you have your other hand on the grip that's...
The stock.
The stock. Yeah. No, not the stock. Stock's back here, right? This would be the forearm, what they call that? The
foregrip.
Foregrip, yep. Yeah.
A lot of these weapons up front there, where the barrel is like the Picatinny rail or whatever on this MP5. You would hold it there.
Yeah. Which is a cool hand. I don't think G.I. Joe's ever given us a hand option for that. Nope. You know, to do. Nope. And that's a cool hand to have.
Have your broomstick option right here. That's nice. On the scar. This I'm scar impressed. Is awesome.
I really want to play with the. I want to take. You know, I want to mess around with one at my house for like 3-4 hours. that's what I do. Sit and watch TV and just dink around with figures in my hands. But my order is across the state.
I'd say so. The ones that we've messed with in Wave 1 are pretty damn good. Just, yeah, have some hot water on hand, folks.
Do these make you... Okay, so here's the question. Do these make you more excited than G.I. Joe figures?
That Swarm figure is fucking amazing.
Yeah. Swarm figure puts it, like, in a thing like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I was always a Viper guy. I loved all the different weird-ass Vipers. Like, I loved them. And that figure, to me, screams...
Viper.
Viper. Yeah, yeah, you know? I don't know, you know, because you don't have the nostalgia, obviously.
Right.
You know, it's
a brand new line.
Yep.
New characters.
But it makes me more excited about Classified. I don't have a lot of Classified figures open. I just don't.
Me neither.
Yep. And, like, looking at these, it does make me kind of excited about that. I don't know. So I've decided for myself, I'm keeping one of each of the, you know, the main people. The characters, mm-hmm. and then I'm keeping two of each of the
army builders.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what I've decided to do with Classified as well.
I see you copied me with my Classified collecting.
That way you're done, yeah. But I will also say, like, after opening that Swarm figure, and especially seeing all the gear, you could do 4 of those guys real easy. Or 14.
Well, not really easy with your pocketbook, probably.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Easily, though. My first impression is, not that it matters, is that these figures are awesome. The sculpt and the paint are fantastic. The articulation points are great. Really, really solid. The only drawback is... in the long term, what's that plastic going to be like? If it's that stiff now, well, you know, I play with lots of action figures, a lot of action figures. Mm-hmm. So if I feel like that could be breakable now, what's it going to be like in 2 years?
Yeah, like, is this same figure? Are you going to have to warm it up every time you want to reposition it?
Or I would tell you. I would probably do that just to be on the same side.
You don't think so, or you do think so?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, except for, like, with the hands. Those hands are pretty freaking tough.
Yeah.
Right.
So I would say putting guns in and out of them. I think if you tried to put guns in these hands without a little heat first, you could break break that gun easy.
Or
the hand.
The hand, yeah.
Yeah, actually, yep. And you know what? One of our guys had that experience. I think he broke a rifle trying to put it in a guy's hand. Yeah.
I did that. There was a NECA figure I had where that happened.
That's a growing pain, and let's face it, I don't know a ton about action figure production, but he was trying to meet a deadline, and you don't always know how it's going to turn out. You know, when you talk about the chemistry of plastics and stuff, it is a science, but I mean, just a little bit one way or the other way, and you may, we could all be complaining that they're so rubbery that they can't hold a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So
that's worse. I think that's worse.
Because you get these in a good pose and put them on a shelf, you're golden.
Yeah, you don't want to come out there and see them, you know, whatever, dropped it or droopy. You know, we've all talked about the, you know, how Marvel Legends or even some of the G.I. Joe stuff has got the droopy accessory. Like, it sits there for long enough and it, you know, it's not rigid enough. So, I don't have a problem with it. Because I feel like, just from listening to Bobby, like, if it is in fact a problem, if it becomes a problem, he'll fix it. You know? So.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is to me, one of those things where, you know, you had this excitement. You're looking forward to it. It's a long ways out because of, you know, COVID and everything else. But now that I finally got them in my hands, I would say I am pretty dang excited about this line. It's a perfect complement to Classified.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are, and in some ways, a few things about them are definitely better.
This, my eye is definitely drawn to this dude here.
Gosh, I should have bought more.
Pretty cool. One thing that excites me about this a little more than the G.I. Joe stuff is I just think it's fun to enter into another world, a new world that may be G.I. Joe similar, but you know, this is playing in someone else's imagination now.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun for me because
absolutely.
It's fun for me to create my own stuff with customs and stuff.
Sure.
And so it's also fun for me to do this.
I'll expound on what you're talking about. I love Classified. Okay? The problem, if you're going to say there's a problem with Classified, is the fandom is tied to it has to look a certain way.
Right.
It has to fit. It has to check these boxes and be this aesthetic. This is what it has to be. Otherwise, you're pissed because there's certain people in this room that didn't like the first run of Classified because there was too much gold on their boots.
Well, yeah.
Because
that was just dumb.
Right. Right. And I'm not saying it's not, but I don't feel like you're going to have that that feeling that it has to check a box. And that's an awesome thing because right. As you can see, the one that's probably the most different from a G.I. Joe figure is the one we all pretty much like the most.
Yeah.
And there's elements in that figure that I've never seen on a figure before, like just the textures and the choices.
I mean, the funnest thing on this thing is his backpack has a bee butt. I mean, and when
with
you say
glow in the dark stinger,
yeah, and when you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous, but it looks freaking awesome.
When you look at it, you're like, okay, you're like, when you look at it, you're like, well, yeah, he has a bee butt.
Yeah, and
ain't
and,
nothing wrong with no bee
and,
butt.
He's got a bee butt, and it works.
And the honeycomb, you know, the honeycomb, you know, design aesthetic on everything is just is brilliant. That's just a great figure. And had it come out last year, that might be the figure of the year for me. And I don't have one. But it's beautiful.
It is. It's a pretty amazing figure.
The gunmetal, the tampo on the chest, it just that figure just hits. And the fact that it's got all those hand options.
8 hands total.
Yep.
That's a lot of hands.
That's a lot of hands. But they have, I mean, each one of them has a purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like when we got those Lionos from Super, not, I don't think it was Super 7. It was actually the first Mattel one.
Yeah.
And like, this hand was like this, and then the next hand was like this.
Yeah, they were barely different.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's literally the same fucking hand.
Yeah. Or the paint job was a little different on an alternate head.
Super 7's doing better with that.
Yes.
But at first, they were kind of doing the same sort of stuff I'd seen.
Mm-hmm.
But now at least they're giving us this. They're giving us two different swivels.
Up and down.
Up and pivot, down. And
pivot and up and down. Like the roll the dice motion.
Yeah.
Or the in and out, pull it, you know, pivot in and out motion.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this line. I'm gotta figure out what the anti-scalping rules are, of course, because I have no idea what that stuff even meant. But
That's weird. That's weird.
I think they're putting together a task force for enforcement.
Hey, careful. What? Task force is a different scale, is a different company.
So that is one thing, though, too, that, you know, they tried to do a 6-inch Kickstarter. You know,
task force.
Yeah.
They do. They have 6-inch scale weapons.
Yep. But I'm pretty sure they tried to do a figure line, and that Kickstarter failed.
Yeah. Which, I'm not them, so I obviously couldn't speak for them, but I love their stuff.
Oh, I do
too. I bought all your stuff when you got out of 4-inch.
Yeah.
Yep. And I love
it. It's great stuff. Yes, it's absolutely great stuff, but it's different. If
I'm like Jeremy. I'm just going to have 6 and 4 inch. I don't give a fuck. I'm have it all.
Yeah. Yep. Which I totally get that too. Weapons, tons of options. You bought those weapons pack. You know, I'd say you did pretty good from that standpoint. Man, that is cool.
The bit of paint. Oh yeah, you want to take that off probably.
Yeah. But the blast effects are really awesome. You know, and probably one of the best things the G.I. Joe people, it's right between their legs.
Dropping them on the floor.
These guys just dropping shit.
I would say probably the best thing that if you're a... So let's say you're one of these people that you're like classified all the way, Hasbro, G.I. Joe, that's it, okay? Mm-hmm. One thing that I will tell you right now you can be thankful for is having these out there is going to push Hasbro to be better.
I think it already has.
Yeah, totally
already pushed.
Yep. I think it already has, bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Hasbro.
And I think that alone, if you're not interested in these figures for some reason, which I'm going to tell you, you're missing out, but that alone is going to make it better for everybody.
A little friendly competition.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't never hurt nobody.
Or in Valo's case, maybe not so friendly. Fuck you, Hasbro.
Competition regardless.
Yeah.
I love G.I. Joe, but Hasbro can suck it.
Well, and now the interesting thing will be is to see how Bobby handles when people do end up having some issues, because I don't care how good you are, there's going to be problems. People are going to break toys. Something's going to come gummed up from the factory. You know, I mean, we've all had something where you're like, that knee just will not, like, I can't break it free. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all had that. And I'm talking about from Hasbro, from, you know.
The Horsemen
have had issues. Yep. Right? You know, it's just kind of the way it goes. And I think COVID really hurt things too, because... You know, you used to be you could go to the factory.
Yep.
You know, and you could look at things and get things. Oh my God, that looks amazing!
Damn it, Steven. That is brilliant.
Oh, Steven.
Oh, hey, hold on. Hold on.
I need a flight stand. But...
I know. We're going to use your fat fingers. No. I'm taking a picture.
Yeah, but I got to hold it. Right?
Yes.
No, just throw it in the air real quick.
Is that the right angle? What am I doing here?
We'll do this one first. Okay.
Now go over here. Don't turn away, Steve. You're beautiful.
Yeah.
Show me angry. Show me angry. Yeah. Show me passion. Show me swooping and steal your girlfriend.
And I think, too, when you outfit these with some of the gear out there, like this is... I was out of the room when you said it, but, I mean, this
That's
is going to be people's Firefly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey. That's looking. Firefly.
I do like that too. Came with two heads.
No,
came with two heads. You got
he's black. He's Firefly.
You got
this is Firefly. This is Firefly.
Yeah, you're white and black, so you immediately already have. I mean, you got to buy multiples, of course.
But. Hey, come on, Steve.
What?
Come on. It was your anti woke shit.
What?
African American Firefly, bitch.
Why would I bitch?
Oh, I gave you a perfect opportunity.
That's not Firefly for one thing.
The fact that it's not officially Firefly doesn't upset Steve. Right.
And I like variations for army building, so I think it's great.
I think it's perfect too.
I can't wait to paint one of these.
There you go.
But I just found my in. Maybe I don't have to buy them if I paint them.
Good call.
It's pretty good. Paint on the eyes. What'd you think?
I haven't even really looked at it.
Steve's like, I don't care. I was looking at how he holds a gun.
I was pretty.
Well, I'm gonna compare Firefly to this Mythic Legion, and I don't know, Steve. I don't want to make a rift with you and Bobby, but looks like you might get a little better on the eyes than this.
Well, you're looking at something hand painted versus something factory painted. Your factory shot.
I know.
No, eyes are good.
Yeah, the They're eyes good. on this one are pretty dang good. I mean, it looks human.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, first run, first try, you look at this face, and then you look at all of the Marvel Legends and Star Wars black faces that you've seen in the past. And granted, the technology's gotten much better. But
what's that?
It's the backpack.
It opens.
It opens.
To store shit in.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
Well, not shit. Accessories.
That's a cool little fun feature.
Look at you discovering stuff.
Yeah.
See, I just
want to play with it.
I need to play with these.
Which one you want to take home, Steve? I know you got some coming.
Oh, no, I
do.
Which one do you want to take home? Want to take home one we opened? Or do you want to take home one we haven't opened? You got to post pictures. You got to talk about it. You got to do all that shit.
Oh, and by the way, you did put the pistol in backwards.
I put it in there.
Just telling you.
Yeah, I didn't do that. Travis did.
It was backwards, buddy. That's how it goes.
No.
It doesn't go that way. Because there's an opening in the front like that.
Then that's weird because you wouldn't put your gun on your belt like that.
If you have a gun in this hand, you don't reach down and grab that one. You grab down like this.
No one's reaching across their body like that.
Well, I can't even reach across my body.
Not a
like
school
that.
Liaison officer. They don't even have those holsters. It's not like you got to go full tactical at the school.
I totally understand what you're saying, Bill, that the way that is put on there, but I do not. That's not how anyone would put their gun on it.
In the spirit of Mont Rodriguez, if you feel like calling into the show,
that is awesome.
It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, we're giving the swarm figure a thumbs up.
I think we've done that for the last half hour.
Is it five fat fingers?
That's right. How many fat fingers?
We've got fat fingers.
Is there a complaint on the swarm figure?
I mean, not a complaint. I mean, like if he was doing a second run, I'd like to see a little bit more flyable hands.
Yeah.
Yep.
Other than that,
aesthetically, it looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't. That's a home run.
Yeah. That is a home run.
Does somebody have the knife?
There's nothing there that I can bitch about. Like, say, oh, Jesus, this sucks. Yeah. There's nothing there. There's, you know, it's just, it's a good figure.
I got one thing. I wish I didn't have to listen to ABF claim that he's a huge part of this. I wish I didn't have that. But, but besides that, holy shit.
Hey, you know what? Even guys like Steve Kennedy did good things, even though they did bad things. I mean, Steve Kennedy voted for Steve.
That is true.
So. I don't know.
Why wouldn't he? I mean, why wouldn't most people?
Well,
I mean, how do you say it? People that have guts to vote for me tend to be assholes. The other people just wish they had the guts to vote for me.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good.
Oh, ABF, he did the backpack.
So all right. Good.
All right, I think that's enough. We will continue to talk about these figures in the future when we open more of them. Maybe we'll have them pre-opened and warmed up so we can kind of.
Sorry. Maybe we'll even get back.
I think there was a missed opportunity. Yeah. The hot tub is hot. These need to be hot.
Just play in the hot tub.
Yeah, I just think there was a missed opportunity here. There should have been a special.
I asked for questions from the support group. We have a few questions.
Holy shit. I was ready to stop the show.
Too bad. This could have been a double episode. I mean, it's like.
It is a double episode. Like, you're an hour and a half into the next one.
It's 33 minutes from being a double episode.
Alexander Earl DeShaw said, how long do you wait to get a hold of customer service about an order that is delayed?
Man, right now, everything has the possibility of being delayed. So,
yeah, I got two orders that should have been here Friday.
Yeah.
That's not that long, but still. I would say in this climate, when you know things are delayed, so my Voltron that none of you guys liked, that was like 2 weeks late.
Okay.
And it showed up, and I was starting to get nervous.
Yeah.
I had
some money into that bad boy.
I'm thinking at 3 weeks. You probably 3-4 weeks, you should probably start thinking about something, maybe.
Yeah.
My guess.
I think also, without being maybe a douche on the internet, I mean, if you reach out to them. Well,
yeah.
That, but also, you can see, if nobody else is getting their stuff and it's delayed, then it's a little more, for me, it's reasonable. But
yeah.
It's not like, if you start seeing other people get their stuff, and it's been 3 weeks, and everybody else is posting the pictures of the stuff, but yours still says delayed, I would definitely, at that point, that's a red flag to get a hold of somebody.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? And just to find out. But again, always you got to be respectful.
And I will tell you from personal experience, I'm a wait guy. Like, I'm like, oh, I'll just wait, you know.
Yeah, because I hate reaching out.
Yeah.
I hate complaining.
But I have had before where I waited, and I waited, and I waited.
And shit never came.
And then I finally reached out to them, and they're like, oh my gosh, dude, we thought we sent that to you. I've had that, you know, so... I think eventually you do kind of got to...
Just be nice with your first email.
Oh, yeah. And be patient on the email, too.
True.
You know?
There's a word out there called diplomacy. Look it up, study it, use it.
Alexander's part two. Where is the clitoris?
Yes.
I think if you're struggling to find that one, we're
well.
We're in trouble.
I think it was episode 163. If you go back there,
we found it. We were hanging out with it.
My advice is you tell her where it is.
Yes.
And if it doesn't work, it's her problem.
Will White, how's everybody doing? Don't want to say resolutions, but what's everyone working on this year? Excited for toy-wise or events you're looking forward to in 2022?
I just want to be happier.
Well.
Fucking miserable. I want to be happy. So there we go.
I've got a cruise that I'm leaving to go on.
Not canceled yet?
In the height of COVID.
Yeah. In the height of COVID.
I don't necessarily want to go on in the height of COVID. But that's another story. So, I leave Wednesday. I come back the following Thursday, I think. No, I come back the following Wednesday. After that time, I will try to move off of this body a large amount of weight again.
You get back on the horse.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put on 10 pounds over freaking December. Woo.
It's easy.
Very easy.
I'm not saying get COVID, but I got COVID and lost 22 pounds.
Oh, yeah, I lost some weight on COVID, but then when I came back,
came storming back.
For that shit.
My resolution after having a pre-show, maybe it's on the show, but I'm looking to have a toy swap party that turns into a sleepover.
Hey.
Oh, I'll do what I did in high school.
Show up.
At least.
Leave at like midnight, come back in the morning for breakfast.
Everybody's like, Steven was always here. I know it's a ways out still, but I got to be honest, I'm super excited about Legion's Con.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's not really a resolution, right?
No, but yeah, it was something he asked for. You're looking forward to.
Looking forward to, yep.
Legion's Con is... Oh, that's going to be great.
I can tell you my resolutions. I have two. One is to give less fucks.
How? That's...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. I think you should do the opposite. I think you should start to care about some things.
And two, I'm going to have more fun. So.
I dig it.
Yeah, buddy.
Wow, with the level of borderline legalities you've had having fun, I am ready to watch this ride.
Yeah. Can you have too much fun, Travis?
Can you?
Yeah.
No.
You know, when you hear the jail cell go, clink.
Yeah,
probably
too
much
fun.
There is a point where you have too much fun, right?
Yeah, but I don't think
I didn't ask if you were there. I just wanted to know where your psyche is.
You definitely can have too much fun, but I don't think the things that I like to do, I guess sexual assault counts, but. Okay, there's probably a little bit of too much fun, but I might have to have people sign waivers now.
Yeah.
What like, is the, you know what the point of too much fun is? When it isn't fun anymore because you're paying consequences for the fun you had.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see it now. Instead of me too, it's going to be Matt too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I got to go get snipped. That's probably my biggest resolution. I'm going to get snipped this year. So
how old is Heidi?
42.
Her eggs are barren.
I know
that,
but
shit just goes to hell after. That.
It's not her. I'm worried about. Anthony Houseel said
she doesn't want to. He doesn't want to. He doesn't want
to think about that one for a minute.
He doesn't want an illegitimate baby Rodriguez.
Anyone got their shipping notification for Poxus from Anthony Houseel?
Well played, Anthony.
Which this will get dropped late, but closes today. Hopefully, everybody in here, listen to me. Go buy the 2-pack now. Okay, the 2-packs is a great example of something you can't get from. People like me down the road, I'm never going to show up at a show and have 2-packs for sale unless I bought them from them. You know, it is a situation where if you want a 2-pack,
I already bought my 2-pack. You
would call that a store exclusive. You have to go to Store Horseman
and
get it.
Yep. Yep.
And I'll never open it.
And I'm not going to open mine either. It's going to be sitting on a shelf. Maybe at some point I'll try and grab an Aerithyr in the two pack, but I'm going to bide my time and hopefully I can get it in a big lot or something like
that.
Yeah,
trade.
Yep. Trade would be the best way, probably.
Travis's MO, just wait for somebody desperate. Also, get it cheap.
Also,
real cheap.
Definitely the MO. Yep. Maverick said, what are Pete's top 10 moments of 2021?
Well, we'll have to ask him next week.
He'll never do it. He probably already had that idea, though.
He had that idea in 2019.
But he'll never do it.
He had that idea in 2019.
Well, Steve won't be here next week, will he?
Nope.
Maybe I'll be back.
We're going to have to figure out what we're doing. I mean, are we going to record? Are we going to make this happen?
Maybe after we're done, Steve will show me how to slide that button.
Well, Jeremy knows how, Jeremy to, do knows how to do that.
That's
part.
Right. Yeah, I've been here with Jeremy before.
Yeah, Jeremy is a pro.
He was you, it's though. A lot of pressure. So I was confused because he was actually Steve that day.
Yes.
I mean, today he's Gerard, but last time he was Steve. Fucker.
Maverick also said, what's Travis going to do with the Action Force he can't resell now?
Yeah, Trav.
He's going to give it to his best friend.
I don't really know the answer to that. I guess
he's
going to
give it to his best friend, Joe Crazy Bill.
Yeah, I got to reach out and figure out what is scalping, you know, for a Kickstarter item that I paid for. I don't know.
There's things weird now that you actually own now.
Yeah.
What is it that you can and can't do with the stuff that you actually own?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to have to figure that out because I bought enough to sell some. That's like kind of what I did on purpose. So to pay for the ones I bought because I am a dirty fucking scalper. So
dirty.
I'll have to figure out what I'm going to do with that stuff. Tomas wants to know, does Jeremy still have a beard?
What? I'd say that answer is yes.
Never going anywhere.
But did Gerard shave his off?
He did.
I was thinking about cutting it short, though.
Eric Brink, what toy shows cons of 2022 are each of you looking forward to?
All of them.
PowerCon, which is in driving distance now.
Yep.
That's right.
Should I get a booth at that?
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to say yeah because I have a place to put my jacket.
You're probably going to have to. Oh, wait.
And rest and eat your lunch.
Let's say it's. I don't think it's going to be like He-Man focused as much, so you might be able to just have whatever you want there. Because I know they had like a percentage of He-Man stuff you had to have
in
before.
The past. Yeah.
So, PowerCon, of course, Legion's Con, as we've already talked about.
Mm-hmm. G-Con,
Mesquite-Con.
New Jersey Toy Con.
Mesquite-Con, question mark.
Mesquite-Con?
Yeah, that's.
Toy Haven?
Question mark.
Toy Haven?
Toy Haven will
probably
happen.
Tulip City Comic and Toy Fair?
Tulip City, if that happens. I think it is happening.
Tulip City is on.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'd say those are the ones that I'm really looking forward to.
I would believe Travis. He's close with Rodriguez. He would know.
He's
take
really
his word
close.
For it. Real close. If he's any closer,
they've
he'd be
entered
in
each other.
Never mind. He'd be, whatever.
I do love Matt. Bronson Wayne said, using names of figures from your favorite toy line, what would your stripper name be?
I got mine.
Ram Man.
I like that. Ram Man's good.
Go ahead. Snow Job.
I was going to say Kung Fu Grip.
Snow Job, good one.
Or Muck Man.
Kung Fu Grip.
Kung Fu Grip. That's what you're saying? Yeah, Kung Fu Grip.
Blast Attack.
Who would make the most money as a stripper?
Wait, you missed that one. Dude, your stripper name is Dragon Walker.
Oh, shit.
Who would make the most as a stripper?
Yeah.
Like, of the four main hosts of this show?
Yeah, well, us four, because Pete ain't here. Yeah. So.
I think you'd have the most passion in it, so you'd probably, they'd see through our facade.
I'm not a very good dancer, though.
You don't got to be. You just got to spread your asshole.
Do you say I'm too lazy?
Honestly, I think I'm, he's too lazy. I think Pete would. Pete likes to dance around and.
Yeah, he would own it, too.
Oh, he would own it.
Pete has got the charisma.
Oh, yeah.
He would probably, just on making people laugh and having a good time. He's.
That reminds me of my favorite stripper ever. I think her name was Candy. We're at the, formerly known as Showgirls. Now it's Stars, or I don't even know what it is. Anyway.
Well, Murphy's was Stars.
Yeah, Murphy's Stars, yeah. And we're in there, and Candy's up there dancing. Candy was a little thick. Okay.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I like all women. I'm gonna be honest. She's up there. She had very full breasts. She is dancing, and my friend leans over to me and says something, and she goes, "What'd you say?" And he goes, what? And she's like, did you say I got a big dick?
And he's, from the stage?
From the stage. Now, we're right up at the tip bar, you know, we're right there. Yeah, but she's like, you said I got a big dick? And he's like, I definitely did say that. And she comes over to him, grabs him by the back of his head, takes her titty in like a side swinging motion, and punches him in the face with it.
What was his name? What was his name?
His name was Dave.
Rest in peace, Dave.
Yep. We all laugh and everything. She leans over to my other buddy. She leans over to like lean into him, and her titty, no shit, drops right into his beer glass.
Have that stripper perfume on your beer now.
We all kind of laugh. She grabs her titty and licks it and goes, your beer tastes like my boyfriend's cum.
Wow. Wow. She tried to make you guys leave or get more
where
tips.
Is she? I think she can be an elf for my bad Santa next year.
I tell you, I tipped her more than I tipped. She made me laugh so hard.
Humor is a...
So hard. Yeah.
You know how strong-willed a person like that is? Be naked in front of men and be able to just rip on them like that?
Just knowing that she owns the room.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell her how she's beautiful and strong?
No, she don't have to be beautiful.
She don't have to be beautiful.
She could just be strong.
She was beautiful and strong.
So strong.
Was she pretty, though? No, that's a no.
It's dark in there, to be honest. They all kind of... No,
well, you don't, you know.
And I can't be real picky.
No.
You know?
No.
I mean, this forehead just keeps going.
I can't...
For a few reasons. One, we're in Muskegon, where C-section scars are in... Yeah, you know, well... They're...
I mean, look at me. I was never one that could be picky.
Muskegon.
Yeah.
The strip clubs.
Yeah.
Yep. They exist.
They do. Yep.
What's in this? Definitely naked.
So Bronson said, you know, who would make the most money, which we agreed, Pete. And then he said, why would Steve make the least?
His heart wouldn't be in it.
Well, all the things we just said.
Yeah, we pretty much answered that.
Steve the whole time would be like, that's dirty. Ew. Icky.
I think I need a wet nap.
His head might actually explode because he'd be naked, which he doesn't ever want to be naked.
I like to be naked. Mm-hmm. Under certain circumstances.
What are they?
Is that one of them?
Bathing?
Yeah. One of them is not being with my buddies.
Total strangers is okay?
Or total strangers.
Okay. I mean, when you say it's not with my buddies, I'm like, okay.
I mean, I wasn't that little kid that was like, hey, everybody, let's show each other our dicks. I wasn't that kid.
Still ain't. Francisco replied to this and said, I don't know about that. Steve's tit game is strong.
I can make him bounce.
Eric Brink said, what's your favorite porn category?
Porn category?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes.
Missionary housewife? Yeah.
Missionary housewife? Missionary hot wife?
Housewife.
Right now I'm into hot wife. Hot wife's my thing right now. Maverick said, is the toilet working now?
No.
It actually is. I don't know what one of you did, but it's not running in there.
It's an intermittent. It's got the chain thing falling down there. I mean, sometimes it won't seal. The chain disintegrated. There's pieces of it that keep getting caught in the seal, and he won't clean it out. All he has to do is actually basically clean it out right now. I showed him last week. I was like, see that little piece of wire in there? It keeps getting caught in the thing.
Did you explain to him that? Well, he was here at that podcast. If you leave it to a woman to do it, you're going to flood this fucker.
Well, they're going to have a high water bill at most, at the least.
Got anything else?
That's it. That's all a right. Wrap.
Wow.
Well,
and the thing is you don't even need to be a water department guy to know this shit. All you got to do is be a fucking man. Jesus.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Mm-hmm. And on that note.
All right. I guess that's it. That's two full episodes in one day.
Damn!
My wife's going to kill me. I will not be here for the next episode, unless they don't do one without me.
We'll see.
Hard telling.
Hopefully you do it. So all right, everybody. Hope you enjoyed part two of episode
237.
Yeah, thank you. 237. That was a full day of some podcasting.
Room 237 was a dirty room.
It was?
Yeah. You ever watched The Shining?
No.
Oh, man.
I should.
You really haven't?
I haven't ever seen The Shining.
Oh, wow. Did you watch the sequel?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I did too. Yeah. Oh.
What?
I'd recommend Wheel of Time.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing.
All right.
I'm also reading the Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and I'm 100 pages in, and it is absolutely beautiful.
Okay. That seems weird. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do, and I'm surprised.
So, see you later, fuckers. Thank you.